League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Grizzlies have just traded Steven Adams to the Rockets for Victor Oladipo and 3 second round picks.
She checks a lot of boxes. Checks a lot of boxes.
So, okay. Take him to a weigh station.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance. With Adnick on.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Was there a reason that Marlon Humphreys went after Bill Belichick? Did we see this? Or just, was he on some kind of podcast that made these comments?
No, it wasn't a podcast.
He can't be saying about his coach.
It was on Twitter. He just took to X.
He just went to X and started... Opening fire on.
I mean, it was a couple sentences, and he said, "What you kind of think? Maybe not about the draft, the hiring process. That no one wants the best coach of all
Here's
time."
Here's what he said: Marlon Humphrey said the greatest coach of all time, quote unquote, did not get hired out of 6 head coaching jobs. Now, I think that debate can be put to rest. Now, that is the dumbest, the worst thing for Bill Belichick is that people now have a chance to rewrite his history. Based on Tom Brady winning a title in Tampa. That's what's happened, and it's not fair because Tom Brady's greatness also stemmed in part because of Bill Belichick. I mean, learning the Belichick way, Bill Belichick having the structure and the things he put together, the defenses, Tom did not lack for the running game. Bill, some of his draft picks early on was, you know, Logan Mankins was a phenomenal draft pick by Bill Belichick. The defensive guys he put in place were terrific. They gave Tom the best chance to win a championship, and the coaches he hired gave Tom Brady turned into a high-flying quarterback when Randy Moss got there in 2007.
Hey, make no mistake, I don't feel like Bill Belichick didn't get any of these jobs because he's not a good coach. He's one of the greatest coaches in NFL history, but and Marlon Humphrey is off here.
This is out of pocket.
It's not because he didn't get one of these 6 jobs. If I own a team, I'm not hiring Bill Belichick. I don't want Bill Belichick as my coach right now.
Well, so
I would have liked Bill Belichick 20 years ago, but not now.
Yeah, some NFL players jumped in.
Yeah. One guy said he didn't want to coach the Panthers, so throw those rings out.
One of them jumped in and said, made the comment about who was the player? There was a player in the league today who made a comment that said, dude, he's 77. Just because he's not the best choice now for a head coaching job doesn't mean he's not one of the greatest. And that's it.
He
wants to control stuff. That's not going to be the case. And he's 70-something years old, and people don't know how long. Like, that's why I don't think Bill Belichick's ever going to be a head coach again. It's working against him because his age – and what he's used to with having so much control, that just simply isn't going to be the case anywhere unless he's willing to back off the control thing and find a team like Dallas. And really, it almost can only be Dallas.
Yes.
They have to be ready to win now.
Well, and even then, I don't think so. Listen, the debate isn't put to rest because Bill Belichick didn't get a job this offseason. The debate has been put to rest because of his record with and without Tom Brady. And the debate has been put to rest because, you know what, Bill Belichick almost turned. That organization is a mess right now. Is a mess. And he's left it that way because of his general managership. He was awful at that.
Yeah.
And he had to have all the power, all the control. It's much like the way Bill O'Brien left the Texans organization. in a mess. He's the Patriots are a. It's a bad job right now. They don't have any talent.
His
and
personnel,
it's all because of Bill Belichick.
Now you look at defensively, the team was still pretty good defensively. They were hard to score on. They were still,
but his coaching helped that.
Yeah, his coaching, but it doesn't change what we're talking about. One of the great coaches, he had good personnel stuff for about half his career, and frankly, below average to poor the other half. And Bill Belichick, the GM, put Bill Belichick, the coach, in an unwinnable position. And guess what? Bill O'Brien did that. Most coaches end up doing that.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I mean, they try to do both.
Well, Bill Belichick, it's too much. The coach, I don't know what Mac Jones would have been, but he should take all the blame for turning what looked to be at least a above-average quarterback into a trash heap by hiring Patricia and Joe George and then following that up with Bill O'Brien. That's Belichick the coach.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. No, no.
Well, he's trying to stick with what he knows.
Well, do you know how arrogant that is to go, you know what? I'll just put a defensive coordinator. You know what?
Yeah, that is.
That's arrogance.
That is arrogant. And you know Raheem Morse, though, coached wide receivers one year? He's coached offensive and defensive side of the ball over the last, like, 3 years, which actually has probably helped him. But the Belichick thing, what I was told by a guy who knows him intimately is that Bill Belichick is such a, you know, the circle of trust is very small in New England. Scouts like Marvin Allen, who used to work over there, said, when he was a scout, I wrote my guy up. He's the assistant GM in Miami. He goes, you write your guy up, and you don't know what happens. You don't know what
There's no discussion.
There's no discussion, not with the scouts. No. We don't even know what the board looks like. So that kind of thing is NFL teams aren't going to put up with that from Bill Belichick, where he's like, well, this is because people like Atlanta supposedly wanted an open process with a lot of communication, and that's not the Belichick way.
Nope.
And I think it hurts you because your sphere of influence, look at him. He kept retreading the same coaches, guys who I just don't think he could trust anyone else at this stage. He's so set in his ways that I'll bring O'Brien back again. I'll bring Josh McDaniels back. He just keeps bringing in the same guys back over and over. Yep. He retreads the retreads.
Yep. Yep.
And I don't think he knows anyone else because if you're not in his circle of influence, you're kind of screwed.
Gary wants to talk about this Belichick thing. What do you say, Gary?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and I would love to hear your explanation if I'm not cut off. I hear about the Bill Belichick way. I just want to take it out of the sport right quick. Phil Jackson and the logo, Jerry West, once said years ago on the logo, said that if I didn't never have these players, I wouldn't be XYZ. So two of the greatest in their sport always attributed to the players. One more thing. Robert Horry won five. It's about the rings. Robert Horry won 5, 6, 7, 8 rings. Ain't nobody talking about he's one of the greatest. I think the Bill Belichick way, and they're talking about that Tom Brady deal. I know it's hard to say or not say great. But I'm one of the few, if he's one of the greatest in the Bill Belichick way, if you won those 7 Super Bowls, because you're still great and stubborn in your ways, you don't go from the penthouse to not at least making the playoffs. They didn't need him to ever win another Super Bowl. You are great enough to will your team like the Steelers coach at least to the playoffs. And when you go from 0 to 100, that's the way we say, yep, it was Tom Brady. When he was with Cleveland, he did nothing. And other Jets. So it's not, they call it the Bill Belichick way, but I know you guys are going to have a reason or excuse or whatever, but you can't go from 7 Super Bowls to not even sniffing the playoffs. You're still great enough to where you can get 9-6 and get in the playoffs. And that's the loophole for me, to not even be able to get your team to the playoffs consistently, no matter who you
have. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I want to ask you a question. Coach. Don't hang up, Gary. Hang on. Yes. If LeBron doesn't make the playoffs this year, does that challenge his greatness?
No. Let me tell you. The difference is LeBron is on the court making the play like Jerry West says.
Yeah, his play is high.
The X's and O's. Yeah. So, like Jerry West. We're going with Jerry West. Everybody know Jerry West. I'm going by him and Phil Jackson's statements, the player. So LeBron has more control on the court than the guy who selects the players. And so now I'm saying that because of the rings, sure, you got the rings and you're going to be considered great. But make a play. LeBron has done 21 years, 25 years. The game is passing him by. But he's great because he's won in Cleveland. not in Miami. If either one in Miami, I would say this here. He riding his coattail. I was one of the only ones to say, because Dwayne Wade them did it before he got there. He needed to go to Miami. But when he won in Cleveland, that solidified him. Bill Belichick does not have a solidification of anything.
Six Super Bowls?
That man, the greatest quarterback ever.
He had 17 consecutive seasons of double-digit wins. 17 consecutive seasons of double-digit wins with a defense, by the way, that was top-notch pretty much every one of those years. He won 11 games when Tom Brady was out with an injury in his prime. He won it with Matt Castle. I think, you know, Bill Belichick, over the last 20 years, this is why I just can't buy into that. Over the last, I'll just go from 2003. Over the 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Over the last 21 years, he has won double digits. He has won at least 10 games, 18 of the last 21 years. Bill Belichick, 18 of the last 21 years has he won double-digit games. And the idea that it's all Tom Brady, I mean, literally half the game on defense was Bill Belichick. Do you know Bill Belichick?
I agree somewhat with Gary. I just think he may have taken a bit too far. Bill Belichick is a great coach. You don't win all of those games, even if you have Tom Brady.
You have to have a great talent.
They played plenty of times defensively. Great defense.
Guess who won?
And Tom Brady wasn't
Guess who won the Super Bowl against Seattle? Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
If you've ever seen who
won the Super Bowl against the Rams?
Bill Belichick. Super Bowl against Seattle. The one where Malcolm Butler made the play.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those guys talk about that? So this is what happened in that. I just recently saw this. I'd never seen this. Bill Belichick watched some ways that they were playing it. So they said. They started running this play in practice. They showed the practice tape of it. They ran the play in practice, the rub route that they had seen on tape, and Malcolm Butler couldn't get to it. He just couldn't get to it. So Bill Belichick said, when we see this, we're going to play it different. Here's what we're going to do. The man who's on the outside, you're going to step – or the man who's on the slot, you're going to step up and jam him. When we see this, you're going to step into him and jam him so he can't bring you up the field to set the pick. And instead of going under Malcolm, you're going to go over the top. So he coached it completely different. He said, we're not going to play it the way we usually do. We practice it over and over, and they couldn't find the timing to disrupt that play, so they changed how they attacked the picker. So they now pressed him, and then they played over the top with Malcolm, and they changed it in practice, and it worked. And so that as soon as they saw the set, they said they recognized the set, and so they played it like that. And that's literally, you probably win a Super Bowl because of a change that Bill Belichick made before that game in practice in the week of the Super Bowl. Those are things. This is why you can't just say the saying it's just Tom Brady. Anybody who played for the Patriots will tell you it's ridiculous. But yes, there's no way Phil Jackson wins
but
without
guys
Michael
also
Jordan.
Said
Rudy like, wins nothing
who
without.
Who was it? Walker?
Said, one of the receivers said it. Yeah.
Yeah. One. Who was it?
I don't. Maybe it was Amendola or Edelman. I don't.
Amendola. Whatever. We played for Tom.
Oh.
We played for Tom.
There's no question.
No. Listen. I agree. I don't think Bill.
It's
without
both.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick has been at best even an average coach.
But no coach could be and, no coach could he's the one that brought him in.
And the cleanest of stuff, Gary, they did make the playoffs the
with
year
the Browns 11-5.
No, with Mac Jones the first year.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
And then they fell apart. I had a discussion
and he
with,
also was 11-5
one year,
in Cleveland.
1 year.
Yeah, I had the discussion with John when you were here, Lance, that if Andy Reid wants a couple more. This whole who's the best ever?
Oh, it's a good
because
debate.
Of what Andy did in Philly with Donovan McNabb, good player. What he did with
and Philly
Alex
fans
Smith.
Were done with him. They were ready to get him out of there
with Alex Smith before. Now Patrick Mahomes has taken him to greater heights, but Andy Reid has done it. If we're going to play the who's he done it with? Andy Reid's done it with multiple quarterbacks.
But here's the thing, also though. Here's the problem. And Bill Belichick did it by swapping out players defensively left and right. Yeah. Andy Reid is an offensive coach, which is the sexy position. Belichick is the defensive mastermind, which is not sexy. And I think at the end of the day, you can just, like, no one's going to say Andy Reid. Who's saying? Is anyone saying a Tom Brady? Patrick Mahomes is making Andy Reid. No, but you know why? Because he's an offensive coach. But because Bill Belichick wasn't an offensive coach, you can just say, oh, Tom Brady did it all. You can't win without Tom Brady. You know who else never won a Super Bowl without Patrick Mahomes? Andy Reid. Andy Reid never won a Super Bowl without Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but he...
And he doesn't catch that slander because he's an offensive coach. Wait.
Without Andy, he still made the Super Bowl, and he also made the playoffs without...
Several
injuries. No. Bill Belichick has been bad without Tom Brady.
Wait, Bill Belichick... Hang on a second.
One year, the Matt Castle year. Okay, we got to stop with that. One year.
No, we don't have to stop
with
it.
Well, it's 1 year.
But he gets punished because Tom Brady has played longer than any other quarterback?
No.
Why does he get punished for that?
Why wasn't he
great? He had a rookie quarterback, and he had a bad roster of his own doing. That doesn't make him a bad coach. It makes him a bad general manager.
Yeah, right. Well,
that's not fair. Well, we've got to separate.
It's not a question of bad coach. It's a question of greatest of all time. No, I think it's a question we're having.
Yeah, yeah. This is crazy. He's got so many Super Bowl wins and so many Super Bowl appearances. People are turning on him just because Tom Brady was able to win in Tampa. The fact that Bill Belichick maintained greatness on a roster and had a roster that could do it. We've seen lots of great quarterbacks who have not been able to win that many games. You know why? Because their defenses weren't good enough.
Yeah.
Bill, he's a defensive coach, so he doesn't get any credit for Tom Brady. Andy Reid is an offensive coach, and he gets tons of credit for Pat Mahomes.
And
would Pat Mahomes be what – how many times have we said, would Pat Mahomes be what he is without Andy Reid?
No, probably not.
Nope. So, I mean, that's the benefit that he gets. And I would argue with Willie McGinnis and Mike Vrabel and Teddy Bruschi and all those guys be who they were without
– No, they wouldn't. All right, we got to break at 817 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got thoughts on this or anything else, you're more than welcome to get in here. Listen, if you haven't checked your roof in a long time, this is like you got a car and you never checked the oil. Okay, you got to check. And oh, by the way, insurance companies are not going to, if you have not done anything, any maintenance with your roof, how old is your home? 5 years old, 10 years old, 15, 20 years old, and you haven't done anything to your roof? Guess what's going to happen if you have any damage whatsoever? The insurance company is not going to cover it because they're just saying, where's the maintenance here? That was wear and tear. It wasn't because of the hail. It wasn't because of the storm. It wasn't because of the wind. It was because you didn't maintain it. Do you have any proof that you maintained your roof? Well, how about BrinkmanQuality.com? Go to Brinkman, B-R-I-N-K-A-N-N, BrinkmanQuality.com. Get a hold of Jason. Let him come to your home. Let him inspect it. And at the very least, you are going to have a maintenance. You will have the maintenance on your roof that'll prove to the insurance company that you did something. And if there is anything to be done, you need to do it. If you've got black streaks or your roof is shiny, you need to do something right now. So call 281-480-ROOF, 281-480-ROOF, or BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. One of these guys cheats at fishing.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Del, what did you think about Tua's performance in the Paramount commercial?
I don't particularly care about Tua's performance. I think the entire thing was pretty funny.
It was pretty good.
It's a good job by them.
Yeah.
Overall.
It's a 2-minute commercial for Paramount Plus. In which Patrick, what's his name? Captain Kirk, or not Captain Kirk.
Ricard?
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Ricard from the Ravens?
Magneto. No, Professor X is what we call him. Thank you.
Yeah. Whatever his name is. Patrick Stewart. He throws the little football head kid.
Yeah, I don't, what cartoon is that? They said it in the show, in the commercial, I don't remember.
Creed is in it.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore is in it.
Shut your face, Barrymore. She goes, shut your face.
We used to say that to each other.
No, she was like,
shut your face.
She was like, what? That guy actor, like, you recognize his face, but you probably don't know his name. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Wearing a sheriff's outfit.
Maybe. And then there's a couple cartoon characters as well. But it was entertaining.
Who would get in there?
Well, I mean,
NFL.
Leading the league in passing yards, I guess, will get you there.
Well, I guess. And then, so anyway.
People are so disrespectful to it.
How did
he get
in there?
He doesn't even play football.
Hey, what's the matter? How do you? Oh, by the way, I sent it not because of 2-1, but because the players decided even we don't care that DeMar Hamlin played football this year.
Oh, man.
The Sporting News asked the players who they thought comeback player of the year should be, and they said Tua. So they voted till Tua won comeback player of the year, according to the players. Now, I'm sure the AP, which is a writer's thing, would probably have DeMar. But the players are like, he don't
even. The liberal media is going to vote for DeMar.
I gave it to Baker. We had our votes at NFL, and they said, tell us who you think should win. Not who you think is going to win, who should win. And I had Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield's to me, it's between Baker and Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I just don't like coming back from suck.
Well, he came back from being the first. Well, he resurrected his career.
I know, but
you're thinking it should be injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
That to me is, I don't what look at comeback it that way. Is.
To me, the best comeback is a story about, here's a guy who used to be the first pick of the draft, was thrown into the trash heap, and went to the playoffs. Like, that's a phenomenal turnaround and comeback for me. That's how I view.
That means you're just benefiting from suck, which is how.
I don't like only guys that are injured can be the only ones who win.
Well, but that's how you win Coach of the Year.
By the way,
so to be fair, it's always who overachieves.
Yeah.
You thought they were going to be terrible.
Yeah. I mean, in Hamlin.
Yeah. In fairness.
And Hamlin won the award with ours, but it wasn't a sweep. Like, it was 15-8. DeMar Hamlin had 15. Baker Mayfield had 8. Joe Flacco had, like, 4. And then there was, I think, Tua had 1 or 2. But I took some heat because I didn't vote for D'Amico Ryans for Coach of the Year.
Who'd you vote for?
Stefanski.
Stefanski.
And only because
pathetic!
Stefanski. I know.
You are pathetic.
I know. Stefanski just, for me, I was just like, dude, Stefanski.
You mean the guy who got destroyed in the playoffs?
But it's a regular season before, and they beat. And
I turned my votes in before, and they beat the Texans. And he also had won.
Now you look stupid, though.
He also won. Yeah, now I do. But he also had won with three different quarterbacks, including one guy who was Joe Flacco. One guy who was DTR. I don't even remember his real name. I just call him DTR.
Four different quarterbacks.
Dominic Thompson-Robinson.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Oh, there it is. See?
Don't be disrespectful.
P.J. Walker, Deshaun Watson.
That's four.
He won games but he has three quarterbacks who won games.
Okay.
Four total he coached. Like, that's rare to be able to get into the playoffs like that. So I voted him. Some Texans fans picked that up.
Oh.
They weren't happy about that. But my rookie of the year defensively was, and by the way, he won by a large margin, Will Anderson. Jalen Carter finished 4th.
Really?
Yeah. It was Kobe Turner. This is also an L.A.-based. A lot of voters in L.A. And Kobe Turner does deserve to be 2nd.
Yeah.
He does. We'll see if that happens with the voting. And then, of course, it was, you know, C.J. Stroud, wide margin, Puka Nacua 2nd.
Yeah. Yep. So there's was a bit of an issue. This came out. Now, when he has to sign by the end of this week, by today? Is this Friday?
Yeah, it was today.
It's today.
Tony Snell, yes.
Tony Snell, NBA player. He needs his 10th year for his pension. Is that what it is?
For lifetime benefits.
Lifetime benefits. And okay.
Including health care stuff.
So I know it's... Well, he's got 2 autistic children, and he needs to sign the 10th year to get lifetime benefits from the NBA. Here's Charles Barkley last night talking about this on the pre-or post or whatever it is.
You know what I want to say?
Do it.
I read an article yesterday. Tony Snell?
Yeah. Needing to be signed
by the end of this week, because he's got 2 kids with autism, and he needs to play to the end of the year to get a 10-year medical to help him take care of his 2 autistic kids. I'm hoping, you know, man, the NBA has been great to all of us sitting up here, you know, and you guys are going to be playing basketball forever, making $1 gazillion. I hope one of you guys sign Tony so his 2 autistic kids can get great medical care. I read that article.
Or is the league just, or Adam Silver comes in and it makes an exception and he gets the. It's only 40 games. So he can make.
I'm just telling you.
That's an easier way.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I hope a team signs him for the rest of the season because, you know, I don't know a lot about autism. I'm not going to say that. But, man, I know it's got to be expensive to have 2 young kids with that situation. So I'm hoping the NBA, we always talk about what a family we are.
Right.
Let's sign that kid for the rest of the season.
I think it would be great too. We did look at it though, right?
Yeah.
How much is Tony Snell made?
It is really something where I'm like, am I just being an a-hole when I go look at SpotTrack and I see that he's made upwards of $50 million in his career?
$50 million.
And because when Charles talks about the kid, obviously then you realize he's played almost a decade of NBA basketball. The kid makes it sound like Tony's scrapping away. He's now in the G League, or at least trying to be scrapping away for G League for years. He's been on NBA rosters and got a 4-year multi-million-dollar contract plus all the other contracts he's gotten. I know it would be great. I just don't know if I'm an a-hole if I go, hey, does he need the NBA to step in when he's accumulated that type of wealth over a decade?
But if you're going to step in on him, then don't talk about, you know, not you. But if people want to step in on that, then it's kind of probably not right or hypocritical to step in on this player needs to get the bag, this player needs this, this player needs this. He made $50 million, which is not enormous by NBA standards. You're going to shave off half taxes.
Sure.
More than half after you take agent fees, cost of living stuff.
But we're talking about health. I mean, the point is the health care, and the story hits you because
10 years is what does he get at 10 years?
I think it's full lifetime health care.
Yeah, I mean, that's
understood.
Yeah, I think that's the most
important. I think people who are will read or hear the sound and then comment underneath are like, wait a minute. He can't supply his children without that. I think that's some reaction from people beyond the heartstrings of his kids have autism. Let's get this done because they're affected by something. Certainly a lot of kids are, but it hits home and people want to help. Some people are like, wait a minute. Does he need to be on a roster, or does let's say he's down to 20. Let's say he brought in $20 million in his bank account. If you include taxes, who he has to pay to keep the Tony Snell economy going, people are like, wait a minute, $20 million is not enough?
Well, it's $52 million, so it's more than
I know, but we're just,
if you shave it down.
We're just shaving, let's say, well, aggressively, I mean, taxes, aggressively shave it
agent
down.
Fees.
$20 million is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of money unless you I don't know over what time, but, you know, you're also spending on houses, cars, you're spending on whatever, maybe education. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I don't know what his financial situation is.
Whatever
I don't
the case may be. Yeah, I don't either.
But from the outset, I know outside,
that's certainly there's players who've made substantially more.
Yes.
And regular people who have made substantially more and gone completely bust.
Yes, it's not a question of. I guess it's a question of what has he done with
it's
the money?
More health to me, it's more the healthcare stuff.
And I think people would say, Tony Snell, you can pay for that. But I'm not objecting to him being on the roster. I'm just not sure if an NBA team is like, yeah, you know what? Let's get that done. I'm not sure they think that way.
You know what? Okay, this is a very bad person this in. You know what rich people hate doing? Paying for stuff.
we've said that in the past.
It is true.
It's actually
that is true.
It's one of the weirdest things in the world.
Is it? That's not
surprising. Because the richest people expect the most free stuff.
Oh. They do.
Well, it's part of Hollywood. Like, you get all
you get swag,
your sponsorships, meals, they give you free stuff, everything. It's free. Yeah. If you're up at a higher echelon, some people that doesn't happen for. So I don't know if the NBA will do it. Doesn't look like it's happening. Doesn't look like anyone's signing him by Friday. Or maybe the NBA steps in because of the heartstring pulls of his children with autism.
Maybe they just step in and say, you know what, we're going to give you that 10th year.
Yeah.
They're going to want it to be done inside the lines because they have you open a door
He's
for one
two
guy.
Autistic
then you'll say, hey,
though.
This guy's a year and a half
Adam
away.
Adam Silver has a heart, unlike
then
you.
Then Adam Silver needs
unlike
to
talk.
You. No, but they're going to make
Adam
it inside.
Adam Silver has a heart.
I know, he has
and
a heart.
Maybe two autistic kids.
He has a heart,
kids.
But he's not going to go outside the collectively bargained agreement. Well. He's going to ask a favor of a team. He'll ask a favor of a team, and they'll do it.
Maybe.
Or they won't because it's coming down to the wire. Has to be done today.
Yeah. So maybe if you were a better person, you would just say, okay, it's fine.
My wife's been listening.
Uh-oh.
Oh, never mind. I'm not supposed to say this. Never mind.
Okay.
She told you not to say it?
She said, don't say this aloud.
Okay.
And then and I said, my wife just texted. Oh, no, she didn't.
time for you to talk about maybe do a shot of tequila with your wife, and everything will be happy.
My wife doesn't do shots of tequila. She doesn't really care for shots. She'll do a shot of Montenegro, but not tequila. But here's the thing. If she did, she'd find out like I did, like me and the four other guys in my neighborhood did whenever our baseball team won the championship a couple years ago. Smooth. They couldn't believe it. There's absolutely no burn. Now, I had the finest tequila, so, I mean, that certainly helps. But even their silver, which is their standard tequila, you don't get that burn. And the burn is not supposed to be. A lot of people grow up thinking the burn, that's tequila. That's how you know you're drinking tequila. That's how you know you're drinking cheap tequila. That's how you know you're drinking a tequila that really hasn't been made and distilled the way it's supposed to. But Maestro Nobel goes that extra mile, and they are a fine distiller of different types of tequilas. The silver, the smoked silver, the Reposado, the Añejo, the Cristalino, the Añejo Extra Cristalino. You name it, they've got it, and it always goes down smooth. That's why it's such a fantastic sipping tequila. And if you've never had a tequila that you've sipped and been able to taste a variety of flavors and really enjoyed the smoothness of it, then you haven't had the right tequila. And the right tequila for you is Maestro Nobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you're going to find my friends over at Maestro Nobel.
Thank you for listening to ESPN 97.5. It means the world.
A whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew.
Your morning continues on its steep trail towards greatness. And these are your Sherpas, keeping you on the straight and narrow. John and Lance, live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Yeah, this is, got a text from a longtime listener. Said, I agree with Dell, first time ever, he says. I'm not crying over a millionaire's lifetime benefits, especially having lived with leukemia for 25 years and having a live-in brother-in-law with brain damage. Ain't no one doing us any favors. That's true. I mean, you know, I'd love to see healthcare stuff. I mean, I'm a big proponent of the healthcare stuff has to be fixed in this country. This is ridiculous. I was talking to a bartender the other day who was telling me, he said, how's your kids doing? How's your son? Who said he just broke his collarbone. He's going to have surgery on Thursday. He goes, oh, man, that sucks. He says, I broke my collarbone 2 years ago. It was the most pain I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, I used to break bones when I was wrestling back in the day. And, you know, as a high school wrestler, I had broken bones. And he goes, that one is the worst. And I said, you had one just a couple of years ago? I said, what'd you do? He goes, well, he said, when I found out it was going to be, I had to pay for an x-ray. I'm like, well, I guess I'll just tough it out. And I'm just thinking, man, he couldn't even go get an x-ray.
No, because
he couldn't afford it. He didn't make enough money to.
My man,
he doesn't have insurance at all, and he couldn't afford what an x-ray would cost. It's just preposterous. So, yeah, I totally get the frustration level of. And especially a lot of, for whatever reason, rich people fight against poor people being able to have, you know, insurance, their health, their ability to
live.
Yeah,
the healthcare stuff is bad. But let's dive into the back half of that text. The likelihood of him never, ever agreeing with me before, no chance. I'm 0-for for this guy until this take.
He's never agreed with you before.
No chance.
You've had a lot of takes. So that would make you like you're like 1-for-576. Yeah,
that's performative.
My man, my man Jason, who's got Garrett, who a CP. I did my golf tournament forever for cerebral palsy, and Garrett was one of the first. I got a picture with Garrett. Was a little kid, 5 years, 6 years old, whatever he was, 7 years old. Jason says, I make about $60,000 a year, pay for health care, and I have a son with CP. Send me some money or sign me. I agree. Yes, sign me.
And by the way, when you say you pay for health care, you pay for health care, and then you still pay for health care.
Oh, my God, do you ever.
I mean, I just got it. We're going to catch a $5,000 bill for my son's shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wait and wait and wait and wait and then see if I can get Jackie, some kind of breaking price.
They got to hook Tony Snell up. 50-plus mil doesn't go far in this economy.
Yeah,
plus, banning a man in his early 30s from getting a job with health insurance outside basketball is mean. Stop it, Jackie. Okay.
It's true. He does have a chance to get a job.
Yeah. He is not destitute as far as he's, well, I guess his only
not
when
really?
You leave the game, what are you trained for?
Well, I don't know what he did in
college.
Well,
it is a concern for players.
That's true.
My buddy who went overseas when he went to play basketball, when he got back, he goes, Lance, the weirdest realization is coming back when you're 31 years old and realizing, like,
no skills.
I wish I would have started a job by now. And he became a basketball trainer because that's what he knew.
Yeah. I remember, who was the kicker? The Texans' early kicker, Chris.
Chris Brown?
Chris Brown. Chris Brown, every offseason, would go and intern with huge companies so that he had some job skills when he left the game. He actually was looking forward to, and just, I'll bet he's, I don't know what Chris Brown is doing today, but I'll bet you $1,000 he's successful at what he's doing, and he's making money because he actually trained for it. I had a guy who, in Lafayette, my weekend anchor, sports anchor, was a guy who played in the Cardinals organization for 10, 11 years. He was behind Daryl Porter, never made it up to the big leagues. He's done with his career. He knows he's not going to the big leagues. He says, "No, I got to. I'm starting from scratch. I got nothing. I got no skills."
Oh, Aaron Taylor told me. It's a phenomenal story. Aaron Taylor got done playing a game of football, and Aaron's a good friend of mine now. He got done playing the game of football, and he just thought it was going to be okay. What do I do now? I'm going to go fishing every day, and I'm going to do this, and life is going to be good. I get to go live my life. And he goes, "Your entire identity has been sports and who you are as a player. People don't know you anymore. People don't recognize you." He goes, you're bored. You don't have the camaraderie. He turned to drugs, turned to alcohol, spiraled out of control, had severe issues with not only anxiety, but depression. And he had to go get help, and he got help. And now he is a tremendous advocate for players and how to get out from under that. Aaron's one of the best people I know, but he talked about that. And then we watched Marcus Coleman dealing with that. Marcus would just come up to the – at first we had him on as a football analyst for us. We were 15-60 a game. Then Marcus just started coming in every day to the show and like, "Hey, Marcus, it's not Friday or not Tuesday or whatever." And he just was – and he'd stay and lay down on the couch. Remember that? Like sleep on the couch. And he was just bored.
Yeah.
He was bored. He didn't know who to be or what to do because the rest of us are getting on with our lives. And a lot of these guys, it's like arrested development.
Well, to clean up what John said about Chris Brown, he certainly has been a business owner, was a CEO of the Berliner Group, had Dunkin' Donuts franchises, and now is a business development manager. So Chris Jones did well in those off seasons, finding out what he wanted to do next.
The same Chris Brown, guys.
Yeah, not the, stop. Chris Brown, the kicker. Not
he never
Chris Brown,
did any
the,
of that stuff.
Not the kicker of.
Well, he's not a dancer.
He was more of a puncher.
The kicker of the Texans.
Yeah, he was a kicker for the Texans, and he's done quite well since.
Yeah, no, good for him. Good, good, good. No, I knew it because he was like, "Yeah, I got to go. I'm going to." I believe he went to Wells Fargo to intern for years. For a couple of off seasons, I was like, "Wow, this guy's really got it going on." And sure enough,
should
Chris
we do
Brown
a PSA
okay.
for Tony Snow?
Pardon me?
Should we do a PSA with some music behind it for him?
No, we got to do one for Alyssa Milano.
No,
to get
because
her
that's
going to
seem heartless.
It's more important to get Alyssa Milano's kids to play baseball.
Yeah.
In Cooper's
travel team.
Now we saw the reaction. Well, we had a reaction when we found that story. Which, if I tell you, put those stories side to side.
Give $1,000.
Put those stories side to side. Alyssa Milano, who was on Charmed for 178 episodes, is asking for money for her son's travel baseball team. Or Tony Snell, who made $52+ million as an NBA player, is now asking for someone to sign him so he can get lifetime health care.
To Tony Snow.
That would bother you less, giving him money
Alyssa Milano.
For a travel baseball team versus
her politics
autism,
aside.
What kind of person are you, Dale? I can already see you lining up with Charm.
She's got
it's
money.
America's pastime.
Send your kids. Every year, kids from here go to Cooperstown. Uh-huh. They bring a team to Cooperstown. They don't make Alyssa Milano money.
No.
Okay?
She's trying to pay for that. She's trying to get the whole team paid for. She can probably pay for her kids, but she's like, "I ain't paying for these other."
Well, wait a minute.
The whole
I'm pretty
thing will
sure
cost
Alyssa Milano's group is from the same area. They live in the same area because that's how you form those teams.
Raise money, sell chocolates, sell wrapping paper like I did.
Wash cars, Alyssa Milano, in little shorts.
Yeah. I don't, you let the moms wash cars.
Even
not
now
the kids.
In little shorts?
No, the moms.
First of all, kids do a bad job washing cars. Secondly, moms in bathing
moms,
suits.
Yeah.
But isn't America's pastime important? Yeah. It is baseball, right?
Yeah, but, you know, autism.
Baseball or autism? Which one do you think is more important in this case?
What a setup.
You're the worst person. You are a bad, bad person.
One for 577.
I just asked a question.
With agreeing with your take.
I didn't give an opinion. I just asked a question.
Yeah. Well, I got a question for you. Do you have any plumbing issues? Because if you have plumbing issues, Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing is here for you. The best. The best, best, best. Billy Brown has been to my house. Well, his people have been to my house a few times and taken care of my issues. If you have so it's usually an emergency. If you need Billy Brown, it's usually an emergency. So make sure that you have this number, because Lance and I might not. We get it all the time. Hey guys, tweet us. Hey guys, what's the number of that plumbing company that you guys? 281-488-6238. Put it in your phone. They're here on the spot, and you're going to take care of any issue, huge issues that you have. But how about repiping? How about doing some preventative work? Tankless water heaters. Have you checked them lately? Have you cleaned them? You did yours.
Yeah, I cleaned mine, and they actually had to go through three times. 7 years I had it. I didn't know I had to do this every year. And they had to do it three times to get all the sediment out of there, which was causing issues with my shower heads. There was just so much sediment that was causing cloggage. It's little things like that, I mean, that turn into big things. Our plumber of choice, without question, is Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Make sure you keep the name handy, aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
All right, 850 ESPN 97.5. You know what we got to do? We got to give away VIP for the big game, which is coming up next Sunday. We're going to be at Warehouse Live Midtown. So let's do that at 855 exactly. 713-780-3776. 855 exactly. 713-780-3776. Come on out. Listen, everybody gets in. It's free for everybody. There's going to be food trucks. Let's have a big ESPN 975 party. Let's watch the big game on the biggest screen that you're going to find. I mean, it's as big as a movie theater screen. I mean, so it's huge. It's wonderful. And then there's other TVs all throughout the bar. But it's a great place to watch a game if you've never been to Warehouse Live Midtown. It's awesome. It's got a roof, a retractable roof, and it's beautiful out. Maybe he opens it up and we watch the game, which hopefully it will be nice out. But if not, it's covered, so it's great. If you've never been to Warehouse Live Midtown, let's go. Let's watch the game there. VIP table for four. It's 713-780-3776 at exactly 855.
And caller?
Caller number four.
Okay. We got a call from someone earlier this week who won. Just let you know, I gave your information to Justin. I mean, you won on Monday, you called on Thursday. I don't know how quick the turnaround is. Just be aware, Justin has all your information. Everybody who's won, Justin has all of it. We can relax. Sean texts me. He goes, hey, man, somebody called in and wanted to know about when he's going to be reached out to. I was like, when did I send this in? I gave the guy your info on Tuesday.
Was his name Gilbert?
No. I was like,
did Gilbert win?
No, he did not win. He did not win. He wouldn't call in for that.
Hey, are you going to get Gilbert a birthday party? Are you going to get him a table to your birthday party? A VIP table?
No.
You're going to have to give him drinks, too, and food.
Well,
and a bike.
Yeah, no, I know. Probably a bike, too. And a ride there and back. No. No, Gilbert's not going to. No, Gilbert can't come. He just said he's sick.
Let's check. Line four is Gilbert.
No.
Oh, it is.
No. No.
It is.
No, it's not.
There's no one on hold.
There's no one on,
I'm blocking on people 94. So they can wait to 855.
All the lines are blocked.
It used to be Gilbert.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we doing John versus Genius today?
Well, it wasn't going to be John versus Genius. It was going to – there's a rap beef, and since apparently people, like, give us updates on what Black Radio is talking about, I wanted you to read the lyrics from two diss tracks that have been dropped in the last week or so. Nicki Minaj versus Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
And so, I think John, despite his, let's say, love of one Megan Thee, because you're the established old head, you'd be the guy who reads Nicki's lyrics.
I thought I was going to be Nicki.
No.
I mean,
no,
Megan. I get to be.
No, he gets to be Megan.
Yeah, I get to be Megan.
Because plus he's actually from here, and you're from another place altogether.
Nicki's from Chicago.
I don't know if she's from Chicago.
But, no idea where she's from.
But John, I mean, but Lance is from Houston. Nikki's from, I mean, Megan's from Houston. Yeah. So he'll be her representative. You'll be the
do you
outsider.
Have the do you have a link to it?
I'll get you the lyrics.
Yeah, we're get gonna, us the lyrics we're clean so we it up. Can read it. Yeah, the get us the lyrics so we can read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course.
We'll do that. We'll do that. How about next hour? I want to hear from, so this is getting to the Super
to be,
Bowl.
Since that's our last hour of the week. But
yeah,
okay.
We'll do it next hour. Early
we'll do it
9:30.
Okay.
9:30.
Okay.
Because then basically the show's over. 2.5 hour show.
Yeah, yeah, no, be, it's, yeah, it's
I've already I've cashed this weekend a long time ago.
Yeah, no, I know you did.
He's already getting ready for a trip to Lake Charles.
Right. We go to my Lake Charles.
I broke
Monday
that information
Tuesday.
To my wife yesterday.
Oh, you did?
As my son is, as she spent, let's see, she was at that facility until, they didn't leave until like almost 6 something. So she was there for, I guess, 8 hours. Snacks and surgery went about 3 hours. It was worse than they expected. And then the recovery lasted longer. Yeah. He was throwing up nonstop because of the amount of anesthetics they had to give him. And it was a rough night for my man. And so after all that, I'm like, hey, also.
Sunday? Sunday afternoon? I'm going
to
be
so
leaving?
Sunday afternoon? Not that I want to. It's actually for my job. And I wish I didn't have to. But I'm going to be going to the Sportsbook and Casino at Lake Charles, where we have a VIP set up for John.
I don't think I've told my wife yet. I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She doesn't care nearly as
she
much.
Won't
she's
care
like,
much.
She's like, oh, good.
My wife typically wouldn't care until there's a kid that's in extraordinary right. pain who just had surgery.
But he should be better by
but
Sunday.
But by the same by token, Sunday. This is a job.
Yeah, but by Sunday.
This is how I have to pay for health care. I'm not Tony Snell.
Right.
Okay?
Wow. Tony Snell's a bad example.
That's mm-hmm. a bad example.
Well, I am. Well, we're hoping he gets health care, but I'm not going to cry over it if he doesn't now. I've had enough people say, hey, they're right. Wow, that's right. I mean, it's great if he gets it for his kids and everything, but also, he's in a lot better space than I am everybody I know.
All of us.
And all of us. So I want to play you. Dell's going to handle this, so we'll have to do this in the next hour as well. Luke Kuechly, linebacker. You know, you get great insight from former players. Luke Kuechly was one of the most instinctive, smartest linebackers that has ever played a game.
Yep.
Was just phenomenal. And he was talking about Travis Kelce. So on the other side, he basically lays out why. You know how, I know you've watched games and said this to yourself. How is Kelce this open? How is it possible that Travis, like, I can't believe that Travis Kelce's open.
Right.
I literally can't believe it. He's the most devastating pass catcher in the history of the game at that position. And yet this guy gets open this much. Like, how is this possible? And if you listen to his response, he was talking to Kay Adams on a Zoom. Once he tells you, we come back, we'll do it when we come back. It's important because, you know, obviously Kelce has been playing better of late. And the Kelce, that's his top target. If Kelce plays well, they got a chance to beat San Francisco. And he's going to be going up against Fred Warner, who is one of the preeminent defenders of the passing game at the linebacker spot against tight ends. This is a phenomenal matchup.
Fred Warner will be a Hall of Famer.
He will be a Hall of Famer. I'm going to play for you. Dell's going to play for you why he's so devastating. And when you hear it, the link between Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you'll totally get it.
Okay. Let's talk about Warehouse again. Let's talk about Warehouse Live Midtown. It used to be Rise, but now it's Warehouse Live Midtown, and it's just awesome. And they've got show after show after show. It's what they do, okay? They got all kinds of great shows there, from the Taylor Rave, okay? It's going to be on May 4th. Get your tickets now. It's probably going to sell out. Bad Bunny is going to sell out, okay? All kinds of different shows. A rodeo show, a garden groove, a dance yourself clean. I'm looking at the list of it's one after another, different bands. Blood Red Sky, a tribute to NXS. All kinds of great shows, day after day after day. And us, we're going to be there next Sunday for the big game party. And we want you to come and join us there. It'll be so much. It's going to be fun. Food trucks. And it's absolutely free. Just go to the website and get tickets. They're free. But download the tickets for however many people are going to go with you. Come. Enjoy the big game. Have yourself great food with food trucks. Justin set up a couple of great food trucks that are going to be there. This is going to be fun. You're looking for a great time, head by all. WarehouseLiveMidtown.com. WarehouseLiveMidtown.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
There are thrills and terrible dangers ahead.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.